It's my pleasure to kick off our 2006 CTIA show. This is a phenomenal time for our industry. And I'd like to talk and provide a little bit of perspective in terms of where our industry is and, more importantly, where we're going and the type of leadership we really need to display. I think first, if you take a look at what people say about our industry, sometimes people think that we've reached some points of penetration and possibly may not have as much growth. So let's bring up this first slide. You can see here, this is a quote from an analyst that follows our industry, saying that there's increasing evidence that data usage will often substantially decline over time as these highly functional devices, even a lot of them that we know have cameras, become more used as fancy phones than truly wireless data devices. Sounds like it's a fad, doesn't it? And how about another analyst? Let's take a look at this next analyst view. It says new applications like picture messaging and low-cost devices that enable them will decline as carriers feel less pressure to differentiate. And this analyst made this comment as he looked at consolidation happening in the industry with mergers of different companies in the wireless industries and thought as a result of this, there'd be less pressure to differentiate. Well, I don't know how you feel, but we're under a lot of pressure to differentiate at Sprint Nextel. I know my peers feel the same. And when you think about these quotes were made in 2002 by two very respected analysts. And in 2002, 4 years ago, they thought that data wouldn't really take off. They thought that these were kind of fancy fads in terms of the phones, and have we proved them wrong? And yet here we are again in 2006, and at times we hear analysts say, well, you're near 70% wireless penetration rates. Are you gonna be able to hold up on average revenue per user? Will people really take off in terms of looking at the wireless devices being the third screen in their life with streaming video, with online music downloads, with gaming, ringtones, location-based services? And just like we've proved them wrong in previous years, this industry again will prove them wrong in 2006. And we're really excited about many of the great opportunities in front of us. But let me pause for a moment to really recognize a number of great efforts in last year. As we know, at this time last year when we were in New Orleans, we had a very, very successful meeting, but just 5 months later, that area of the whole Gulf Coast got hit by the most devastating hurricane ever to hit the United States. Yet, as an industry, we responded. Over 2,000 wireless industry employees worked round the clock to restore services. Millions of free minutes were donated by wireless companies. 25,000 wireless phones were distributed to the impacted areas. More than $15 million in donations were made by companies in the industry and with CTIA. And after that hurricane hit, within 2 weeks, this industry restored coverage to over 90% of the impacted areas. And I tell you, during my career in telecommunications, I've never been prouder to be part of a history, excuse me, part of an industry than how we displayed in terms of the recovery from the hurricane. So I'd just really like everybody to applaud the hard work of many in this industry in the recovery of helping our folks in New Orleans. But now let me get back to the views of our industry. You know, again, we've heard about concerns about is the market saturated? Are people really going to adopt data? So let's talk about this for a minute. And really, we believe it's time as an industry for new math, not to focus just on users, but to focus on uses of the technology. And why is that? You're seeing this industry offering services that are indispensable, that are compelling, that are fun, and also productive. What types of services? Look at something as simple as the camera. At Sprint Nextel alone, our customers share over 30 million pictures per month. That's not pictures taken, that's shared on the network. And I'm sure my peers in the industry also have very impressive numbers in terms of how customers have adopted in terms of the digital picture capability. Think about where we're going with gaming and online gaming. Think of the possibilities as we roll out our broadband high-speed data networks in this industry for music and also for a big part in terms of streaming media. Look at the capabilities we now have with location-based services, whether it's tracking of access assets in the enterprise space, or whether it's with families and the ability that will be coming to track kids and where your children may be, or if you want to track your spouse and find out where your spouse is. Just think of the uses we can have in mobility. And we're really erasing the different boundaries as sometimes people may think of constraints in terms of our industry, and that's why we're very bullish for future growth. There's a lot of power in the wireless networks that are being rolled out by the different carriers and also in the devices and the content and the applications provided by many of you in this room. You know, one example is music. If you think about the music industry, they are going through a sea change because of digital technology. And whether that's capability to download music through your computer, through MP3 devices, or now through mobility and through the wireless industry, with a number of us that have introduced online music stores. And the point is not to compete directly against MP3s, but it's in addition to. It's an additional distribution device for the music industry. And look at today at how you and I buy music. It's been a while since I went out and actually bought the full CD. There's many times now I'm just buying the songs on an individual basis and going ahead and burning the CDs. Or now, on my mobile handset, doing it on my mobile handset and putting that together. So we're not out to really compete direct against MP3s or compete against television. As many content providers as we're here is added distribution, another way for customers to access a lot of the great content that's available. We're also looking at convergence of video onto wireless devices. And whether it's with our company, Sprint Nextel, we have 20 live channels, whether it's with capabilities of companies like Qualcomm bringing out a media flow service or what you may see with Crown Castle and DVBH, then also look at the content providers that are here and the excitement that can be seen to truly make the mobile device the third screen in the customer's life. Yet these same technologies are also revolutionizing the workplace. Think about the productivity you have now as all of us as carriers build out our high-speed broadband data networks. And now always being connected as you travel with your laptops by having that air card. Think also the capability you have now with PDAs, be they BlackBerries or Trios or other devices, in terms of always being on and always being in contact. Whether you're traveling here today in Vegas, or whether you're at home and you got a break and you need to get a quick 10-minute hit in terms of where you are with the office, in terms of the emails. It's really dynamic sea changes that we're seeing in this industry that makes us confident for a lot of positive growth for all of us. But at the same time, we have challenges. There are limits that are placed in front of our industry, and we need to make sure that our ingenuity, our innovation, our technology is not inhibited by times overzealous actions by government. In part, the regulatory environment can define our industry. And I'm hoping that when we gather here 5 years from today, that we can say that government continued to play a very supportive role, as they have in the past, by not trying to be a heavy hand in regulation, letting innovation flourish, let competition determine the service levels, determine the pricing in the marketplace, and so we can have as much success the next 5 years as we've had in the past 5 years. But let's make it clear, there is a role for government in industry, and that's to make sure that the field is robustly competitive and fair. And one of the areas we'll focus on as industry is more of us roll out the data networks, more of our costs is paid to special access to some of the landline carriers. And we want to make sure government is involved so that the special access area stays competitive from a pricing standpoint and doesn't really get controlled by two dominant companies. We also want to make sure with the FCC and Chairman Martin's with us today that they continue to support the wireless industry and that they also keep a light touch. And we also work with them to respect customer data privacy and also take a look at other issues that are of concern to the FCC. And a big area for us is on states, the 50 different states. We've talked about this for a couple of years. It's very, very important for us that in the areas where we'll have some regulation, it's done at the federal level, and we're not regulated by 50 different states with 50 different rulemakings. So it is a major focus for us this year to really work at the federal level with the FCC and with Congress to look at different ways how we can get enabled for state preemption. And we've got to be stronger about this, and we've got to be very focused in our message going forward to Congress. And at the same time, we've got to remind ourselves of our obligations we have to our customers, and obligations around outstanding service and the consumer code we have adopted through the CTIA and its member companies that we follow, and also respect the privacy rights of our customers. And unfortunately, a number of our customers had their privacy rights violated in 2005 by a number of unscrupulous companies who basically unlawfully went out and stole data from a number of us in the industry. We don't condone these actions. A number of us, including Sprint Nextel, have been suing these companies. And we're also working with Congress and especially in the Senate to make sure that privacy issues are protected, but to make sure the focus is on the bad guys and to make sure there are very stiff fines and penalties put in place for the bad actors, but not to paint us all with one broad brush and put in all kinds of restrictions on us as wireless carriers. It's also incumbent on us to make sure we take a look at taxation. As you know, the only thing taxed higher than wireless services is alcohol and tobacco. And we didn't know that we were so sinful. We've got to make sure that taxes stay where they are, and if anything, come down. And we've had a strong focus through mywireless.org that really is a very effective grassroots organization to make sure that we can send the emails to the legislators, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level, to make sure that taxes are kept restrained and pulled back. And those of you that are not a member of mywireless.org, we really encourage you to do that. There's no charge for doing it. It really just builds our capability in expressing our voice to our elected officials. So with this time of immense excitement comes challenges for our industry to prove again that we can grow and we can flourish, and we'll do that through innovation. To make sure that we provide outstanding service to our customers as they become more and more dependent on wireless and this device really becoming the third screen in their life. We also need to make sure on regulation that is at the federal level, and it's only in the areas where it is necessary, and that a very light touch is kept on the wireless industry. We've built our success in the past in these areas, and will continue to flourish in the future. And as the incoming CTI chairman, you have my commitment to stay very focused on these issues, to promote innovation, light touch of regulation, and to make sure we always focus on the most important constituent, our customer.